Chapter 27. And Moses, together with the older men of Israel, went on to command the people, saying, There should be an observing of every commandment that I am commanding you today. And it must occur that in the day when you will cross the Jordan into the land that Jehovah your God is giving you, you must also set up for yourself great stones and whitewash them with lime. And you must write upon them all the words of this law when you have crossed, in order that you may enter into the land that Jehovah your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, according to what Jehovah the God of your forefathers has spoken to you. And it must occur that when you have crossed the Jordan, you should set up these stones, just as I am commanding you today, in Mount Ebal, and you must whitewash them with lime. You must also build an altar there to Jehovah your God, an altar of stones. You must not wield an iron tool upon them. With whole stones you should build the altar of Jehovah your God, and you must offer burnt offerings to Jehovah your God on it. And you must sacrifice communion sacrifices and eat them there, and you must rejoice before Jehovah your God. And you must write on the stones all the words of this law, making them quite clear. Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, Keep silent and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of Jehovah your God, and you must listen to the voice of Jehovah your God and carry out his commandments and his regulations, which I am commanding you today. And Moses went on to command the people on that day, saying, The following are the ones who will stand to bless the people on Mount Gerizim when you have crossed the Jordan: Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin. And the following are the ones who will stand for the malediction on Mount Ebal: Reuben, Gad and Asher and Zebulun, Dan and Naphtali. And the Levites must answer and say with raised voice to every man of Israel, Cursed is the man who makes a carved image, or a molten statue, a thing detestable to Jehovah, the manufacture of the hands of a wood and metal worker, and who has put it in a hiding place. And all the people must answer and say, Amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who moves back the boundary mark of his fellow man. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who causes the blind to go astray in the way. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who perverts the judgment of an alien resident, a fatherless boy and a widow. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies down with his father's wife, because he has uncovered the skirt of his father. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies down with any beast. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies down with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies down with his mother-in-law. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who fatally strikes his fellow man from a hiding place. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who accepts a bribe to strike a soul fatally, when it is innocent blood. And all the people must say, Amen. Cursed is the one who will not put the words of this law in force by doing them. And all the people must say, Amen.